You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
From a cafe, coffee, ketchup, Macca's, juice, surprise fries. Peel any medium or large fries for a chance to find a prize. Sammy, it's good to have you on my show whilst I've got you. Welcome.
Great to be with you, Dwayne. I hope the day's treated you well. And yeah, the 40 winks temper ticking over big. Yeah. Have you been paintballing, by the way, Pop?
I have. That's actually quite fun. I haven't been to World Series paintball, but I must have to go and have a look.
Nah.
Do you think the people who wrote the ad are going to be there for us to shoot?
Oh, I'm not aware of the ad, so I'm naive to the commercial, but I'm going to have to give it a listen.
Yeah, well, it'll catch your ear at some stage, and you think that's what they were talking about.
Right.
A lot of people talking about Collingwood at the moment.
Yeah.
Call it clickbait or not, but they're the reigning premiers. They've got the biggest supporter base in the country, and they're a story. And they're a story after their presser again today.
They are always a story, as Jim said there. Maybe they are the Dallas Cowboys of the AFL. So just on the Pies, so we're staring down the barrel of Zip and Four, of course. What a massive game. This is a massive game anyway, Easter Thursday. It's Brisbane's biggest home game of the year. Now with so much on the line, they could go Zip and Three. The Pies could go Zip and Four. And to think this was last year's two grand final team. So Darcy Cameron has gastro. He didn't train today, for some personnel news there. Dwayne Steele, side bottom, Tom Mitchell, Lachie Schultz all wore the opposition white Guernsey in match sim. So make of that what you will. It might not mean anything. It might mean everything. The coach, Craig McRae, did speak this morning. He did make mention of the challenges of preparing for a third game in 12 days. He didn't guarantee Steele, Sidebottom and co would play, but he did at the same time speak of backing in those that have achieved so much success as Collingwood. So it's hard to see him not backing them in again, despite the concerns. He said last week more closely resembled who they are, Dwayne, but as you're about to hear here, Craig McRae also spoke of the little blunders that cost them against the Saints.
Lapses. You know, I said after the game, it doesn't take much. You know, a couple of centre bounce clearances here and, you know, pressure ratings down a little bit here and, you know, efficiency here and there, and here we are. So, we're getting busy. I keep saying it every week, but it's a great place to work when you come in with a highly motivated group that just want to get better.
So we'll just whip through the best of Craig McRae here, Dwayne, because I mentioned the high-stakes scenario confronting Collingwood. To think that they could be zipping four, and if they were, then does that mean they can't win the premiership? Does it mean they can't make the eight? He discussed where his side found themselves ahead of a massive game against last year's fellow grand finalist, Brisbane.
Now, most things in life that you have adversity, you're better for it. We're living a bit of that now. I'm sure we'll be better for it, and this is a great challenge, an exciting challenge. I think we're going to enjoy gritting our teeth and go up and see what we get.
They're going to grit their teeth, and so's Darcy Moore. He said, look, his captain is a little bit off. He admitted as much of what he's capable of, but was working as hard as anyone to turn it around, certainly not on his own. And Dwayne, speaking of things that light up off the text, I'm not sure how much traction you've got on this today. Craig McRae did respond to Caroline Wilson's criticism that he was too me after the loss to the Saints. And Caro said he just didn't pay anywhere near enough credit to St Kilda. Well, this is Craig McRae's reply.
Caroline Wilson, she spoke about your...
You watch a lot of footage, guys, don't you?
I'm dialed in, Craig. She spoke about your post-match presser after the game.
Was it good or bad? I don't know.
She said you didn't speak much, you didn't give much credit to the opposition.
Oh, that's... Well, can I do that now then? Because who was it that said this?
Caroline.
Yeah, Caroline, I apologise because that's something I really want to do. I want to be humble and gracious, and if I didn't give St Kilda enough credit, I should have, because that's a good observation.
Look, it might have been on the mark. I'm not sure what the listeners think. It might have been a mountain out of a molehill, but regardless of all that, the hand was up this morning.
It'd be nice to have a segment like that. Everyone watches the Arrow.
Yeah, they don't miss it, do they?
No, and it's a beautiful thing when you've... got that kind of forum, and Caro uses it pretty well. So much to get to, so little time. Yep. Collingwood do have, I mean, when you talk about their run of games, they got Hawthorn in round four, then they got a bye, then they got Port Adelaide who are going okay, then they got Essendon Anzac Day, and then they've got Carlton at the MCG. So they do, it's not like it opens up and becomes a bit easier for them. It's going to be an interesting one. This is going to be a story all year, Collingwood. Well, this is no doubt whatsoever.
Yeah, this is your lot as the Premier. You get given a tough fixture by virtue of the fact of where you finished, of course. So, yeah, they will be a watch. Fresh from saying Tom Stewart might have put together the best first 150 games in the history of the game, Geelong coach Chris Scott today, Dwayne, has hailed this week's milestone man down at the Cattery. That, of course, is Tom Hawkins. And he called him one of the greatest forwards of his generation ahead of the veterans' 350th game. And it's hard to argue with either, to be honest. Hawke is now 35, preparing for game 350, Easter Monday against Hawthorn, coming off that match-turning four-goal performance against Adelaide, of course. And come Monday, Dwayne, he'll move to within five matches of his good mate and his longtime legendary captain, Joel Selwood, and the game's record he has at Geelong, which is set at 355. Incredible.
They're not taking Joel Selwood's name off that stand, are they? No. And replacing it with Tom's.
It's a bit late for that, isn't it? But right, okay. He's coming for that mark. He's going to pass it, of course. And to think he's only had two coaches in his 18-season career, how many players would be jealous of that? He started in 2011 after Mark Thompson exited at the end of 2010. That's Chris Scott. So 786 goals, three flags, a Coleman, a best and fairest, five times an All-Australian, including once as captain. So a lot of questions today down there about his future, Dwayne, of course, and when he might hang them up and what he might choose to do. He parked all that for now. But, geez, so much has happened in this guy's career. You'll remember the real father-son pressure at the start, the goal-kicking yips early on, then more serious things like the back injury that threatened his career, the death of his mum, Jennifer, in 2015. He's come through all of that and more to post an unbelievable resume. And, look, he's just a bloody good bloke, isn't he, Tom Hawkins?
Well, there's something extra special about a father-son who, and his father was a much loved, I mean, he had a lot of friends and family in the area, so his father was a much loved player, Jumpin' Jack. And when Tom was recruited, Geelong still had the premiership drought going from 63. So he came to the club still with that pressure of, will we ever win a flag? I mean, Geelong was a bit like St Kilda fans are now. Will we ever win one?
Mm.
And he's been part of this generation that changed the world, really. And he is up there with, well, Gary Ablett Sr. and Doug Wade are the other two guys that have kicked the amount of goals that he's kicked roughly. And he's going to be the game's record holder. His resume is going to hold up pretty well over time. I reckon he's almost going to get better the longer he's retired when we look back on how consistent he was. But it's still hard to believe he's never kicked more than eight. For a superstar goal kicker, I wish he had had the 13 game or the 12 goal game. It would have been nice if he had that to look back on. He's just been so damn consistent.
Yep. Yeah, and turning matches right up until last week, as I say. So he's looked after himself. Peter Wright, that case at 5:15. Finally, we can hopefully put that to bed. Max King, I don't know how Max pulled the short straw to come up second. 6:30, hopefully for him it is 6:30. So big night at the tribunal tonight, of course. And Hawthorn mediation, well, it's on as we speak at the moment in Melbourne, Dwayne, with Chris Fagan today and also Alistair Clarkson today. And Clarko has to hang around for another day of this tomorrow. This is Cyril Rioli. This is Jermaine Miller-Lewis. This is Carl Peterson, their partners as well, in an attempt to find some form of resolution as part of the conciliation process with the Human Rights Commission. Dwayne.
Yeah, fingers crossed with that. Hey, any contract news, anything to leave us with?
Sam Durham, four-year deal for him. That is a good result for him. So he's locked in the red and black until the end of 2028. And Tom Powell, I like the look of Tom Powell down at North Melbourne. A two-year contract extension for him, taking, of course, pick 13 in the 2020 draft. So a nice re-signing at Essendon and North Melbourne today.
And one here suggesting that the Imar ad is yours, that you got sucked into singing that at one stage.
I must admit, I'm going to have to start listening a bit more closely to these commercials that we have on the station, Dwayne, because I am naive to the realities here. But well, Imar are a magnificent brand.
You want to sing it to the break at all? Or?
No, well, I think it's on file. Probably don't need to repeat it.
Good to have you, Sammy. Always great to have a chat to you. By the way, our tribunal updates for Arnold, Thomas and Becker. Talk to a lawyer and start your no-win, no-fee claim today. Injured? Call Arnold, Thomas and Becker, 1-300-333-000. And Sammy joining us for McDonald's. The Macca's new surprise fries, turning fries into prizes.